Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and hey, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's early in our day. It's the part of the day where we're heading up the hump, so to speak. Here in Houston, it's 10:30 Central Time. I know there's people on the West Coast, the East Coast, and, well, we have people listening all around the world. So whatever time it is in your neighborhood, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the show today. As we do every Wednesday on Workshop Wednesdays, we have some great information, and today is no different. We have two great guests, Tommy Coppola out of the Dallas area and Cynthia White. She's the second guest on our show today as well. So we have a wide range of information that we always go over every week here on the shows. We're going to be talking to someone who's in the insurance and financial service industry, and then we're going to be talking to an acting coach. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, how do you pair the two guests up? Well, I'm going to tell you how that works here at Tough Talk Radio Network. It's on a system that the first one in is the next one on. So I've had people that we do business with, our other radio hosts, say to me, what's the common thread? So this goes out to everyone out there. I want you to pay attention to one thing here that I discovered. The person, the host, or in your case, if you're a business owner, you're providing a service, you are the common thread. A lot of times we get caught up in some kind of hook that we got to have or something special that would look good on a brochure. Truth of the matter is, it's the individual. It's me. It's you. It's everyone out there that's doing business. Now, look, business reaches a wide scope. That word business can go really wide. Maybe you're in the business of running your household. Maybe you are raising children. Maybe you're a volunteer in the community. Maybe you're an employee, an executive, or the owner of your own business. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, it all applies to all of us. So it's really important to understand that you are the common thread to everything that's going to take place in your life. Every week, you know, on the show, I talk about the word gamble. Gamble is my background. I spent 20 years in the casino industry, and one of the things that I like to do is tell you what I recognize 20 years later in my life about the word gamble and the industry, the gaming industry that I was in. For me, gamble stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And yeah, we have programs that you can be a part of for the Gamble Club and all the different things. But what I do here on the radio is I pick a word a week and I make it a challenge every week. This week, I want to talk about the word belief. You know, at this time of the year, the last quarter of our year, a lot of us as business owners and, as I mentioned before, even head of household, we're all kicking things into gear to get everything done and be ready for the beginning of the new year coming. And the new year coming brings all kinds of things. I mean, it brings promises, broken promises, what I'm going to do, what I should have done, taxes, I mean, and whatever other things just come on an everyday level. How am I going to do better in my business? Am I planning properly? All the different things. So for me, the word belief has a lot to do with this part of the year. What is your belief in that? What are you stuck on in your belief system that makes you think that you only need 3 months out of the year to accomplish 12 months worth of work or effort? I don't know. Now, am I saying that I'm not guilty from one time to another in this process? Absolutely not. I am very guilty. That's why I know the difference between how it is supposed to work and how it is working. And what is the difference of why it is working or not? It's us. Remember, the common thread. So, in your belief system, what is it that you've discovered that you need to change? Hey, maybe you're that person out there that doesn't believe you need to change anything in your life. There might be a belief that you have to work on. I'm not sure whatever it is for you, but I am sure what it is for me. Every day I struggle with the fact that I have to develop more finance than month. More money than month. How many people out there are in that situation? Now listen, I'm doing the talking, and no one can see if you raise your hand, so let's be honest with yourself for a second. How many people still don't have enough money to complete the month or to be where they are, where they want to be at the end of the month instead of where they are? So maybe you need to change your belief on some of the things that you're doing. Maybe it's not working out. And hey, maybe you don't know any better. I'm not sure. But what I am sure, here on Workshop Wednesdays, we bring people on that can help you understand more about what's out there. Now, we're not here to talk you into anything you don't want to do. We're here to educate you so that you understand what there is to do and how you can take opportunity to do that. So for me, what I'd like to do today is challenge you. Okay? Look at a piece of paper, grab a pencil, and write down what you think your biggest belief is that's causing you struggle in your daily day. Now, are we going to be able to send you a pill that's going to make it all go away? No. All we're trying to do is get you to recognize some of your weaknesses versus some of your strengths. And you can't get stronger until you recognize all the different pieces that are part of that puzzle. So for me, if you work on the weakness first, it will increase the strength. And if you already have some strengths, this is just going to multiply that opportunity of power in your process, or success in your process, or balancing out the days of the month versus the days of revenue. All that comes into play. Of course, you got to have a plan. We all have a plan. By October 15th, though, you know, it's really funny. Our plan is lost, way lost, can't find it, don't even know what it is, and can't tell you how many times we changed the plan along the way. Now, that's okay, because that's what plans are for. That's why they put pencils with to have erasers on the end of it. Okay, that's why we don't set it in stone. We just write out a plan. We try to follow it. But are you looking at it every quarter to make sure that you're staying on course? Have you veered off the path? Are you 400 yards into a field and don't recognize the road you're on? What's going on in your world? Are you willing to write it down? Okay? This is the start of changing your belief system. Because if you're not doing this, you have a belief system that needs to be adjusted. Now, am I the belief expert? No. But I can tell you that I've struggled with some of my beliefs and that I've brought along and joined some workshops and even hired a life coach to find out what causes me to have them struggles. Am I qualified to say that you have struggles or not? No, but you are. And if you know what they are, or you know that you have a struggle and you're trying to find out what they are, how to conquer them, look around you. Okay, the internet's a very powerful thing. You're able to find anything that you want. Learn more about what it is you can do to help your belief system. Okay, find out what kind of a life coach, or an accountability partner, a mentor, somebody that could help you better yourself. Because if you're trying to better your business or your life, and you don't start with yourself, you're running in a track that's going to wear you out, and eventually you're going to give up. You're going to be like all those other people you're complaining about. So, word of the week is belief. Challenge of the week is identify your belief that's not working best for you and how you could change it. Now, you know, you don't have to reinvent yourself. You just have to make a shift. So don't overwhelm yourself with this. Just recognize it first. One of the things that I tell clients of mine is that the word that I work off of, okay, because words are funny. They get trapped in our head, and we don't always know how to get around it. I'm always looking for freedom. Freedom to be able to do what I want, when I want, and how I want. Now, is there a guideline and a system that you have to follow? Absolutely. I'm not trying to be a renegade. I'm trying to develop freedom in my life to enjoy my family, enjoy my time, be able to afford things that that help others. Okay, so how do I develop freedom? I have to recognize some things. One of the things that I recognize, just like everyone out there, we are awesome and we are smart. Now, the third piece of this is something that you have to decide. I know I'm ready to make a change, to gain freedom. So I hope you are as well. So I hope this will help you to maybe identify something in your world or the world that you're in that will allow something to shift and make things better. You know, you can always call in your opinion, your comments. We love all that information. 347-989-1363. And, you know, you can always go to toughtalkradionetwork.com to find out about the list of hosts that do their shows through the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now, I know we're always looking for new shows. So if you're someone out there thinking about doing a show on your own, hey, we'd love to talk to you. Give our office a call at 832-437-8898. Or just check us out on the web, toughtalkradionetwork.com. Click on the host tab. Gives you a ton of information. And we'd love to even have you as a guest. So check us out. Okay, so we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to bring up my first guest, a gentleman by the name of Thomas Coppola out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he's been associated with the insurance and financial service industry for the last 3 years, but he's been doing some stuff for a long time that we're going to be able to find out how you can better your world next year, especially at this time of the year, by starting something today. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this here short commercial.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of the show every Wednesday here at 10:30 Central Standard Time. We're coming to you live out of the Houston, Texas area, and we have a guest today that's been on our shows before, and I wanted to bring him back because of, well, I mentioned in the beginning of the show, this time of the year is where everyone struggles, okay? We're all trying to put it into high gear to catch up for all the reasons that we have that we've developed along the year that says we didn't get done what we were supposed to. So first thing I want to do is welcome Tommy Coppola to the show. Tommy, welcome.
Yes, good morning, Tony. How are you?
Okay, pal. I want to just make sure everybody knows, I mentioned that you're calling in from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Is that where you're from originally?
I'm originally from New Jersey. I moved to Florida about 6 years ago for 3 years, and I'm in Dallas for the last 6 years.
So, New Jersey, that's my home area, okay, the northeast, anyway, Philadelphia. But so Tommy, you know, I mentioned that in the beginning of the show, I was talking about how people have different beliefs. And being in the financial and the insurance service industry, I'm sure that you have heard probably so many different reasons why people, well, don't have insurance, aren't doing good with their finances. I mean, and a lot of it probably isn't their own fault if you ask them. So what do you find that the most common thing you hear when you ask people about their insurance or financial service?
Great, great question. I'm glad you came up with that, because the answer to that is, quote unquote, when I ask them that question, I really don't know what I have. And that's sad, because that's like saying, you know, I have got a TV, but I don't know how to work it. I've just told about 8 people in the past week and a half to do one thing. I said, do you read books? They said, yeah. I said, do you read your insurance policies? They said, no. I said, well, I believe that you should read your insurance policy just once, like you would read a book, and know and write down exactly what you have so that you know, all right, how you're protected and what it could bring to you in the future. And most people don't know what they have. The problem with that is new products come out every single year. Great products come out every single year. Things that can save you money come out every single year. Just like a mobile cell phone. You change your phones, you invest in your phones, but you don't invest in yourself and your insurance. So the answer is really most people don't know what they have.
Now, in today's world, it's not hard to believe that people are running so fast they don't even know what direction they're running in. And I'm going to use myself as an example. You know, I run networking groups in the Houston area. And when someone says they're in the insurance business in a business lunch, people seem to duck. And then when they're sat down, the first thing they say is, I really know that I should have more insurance or be a little bit better at knowing what is on my policy. But you have companies like Geico who taught everyone to pay attention to price, not coverage. So how do you present yourself where people aren't kind of ducking away from you?
That's a great question also. You know, as a salesperson, I got into the sales about 1984. I didn't like salespeople at all, really didn't. And I learned to be a different type of a person. I studied for 5 consecutive years under Tom Hopkins with all his boot camps. And I really will consider myself a true professional salesperson. Why is that, Tony? The reason is because I don't sell anything. I present, okay, opportunities for people, and I ask questions to lead them to where they want to be, and try to find out exactly what their motives are for today, for child's education, for children's education, for their insurance and health funding, and for their retirement. So I like to look at it not as a salesperson, and they duck because they're afraid of salespeople. And I think there are too many people out there that are pushing product. We have meetings in our company, and I work with People Helping People, PHP. We moved out here from California. I'm not me, but I've been in Dallas, but they moved out 9 months ago. We're one of the fastest-growing financial services companies around, and the reason is because we don't sell anything. We're appointed by 16 different of your major insurance companies and investment financial service companies. We find out what people's needs are, and we come back and do a proposal. When someone says, I'm overinsured, I'll say, well, will you write a check at the end of the month back to your insurance company because they gave you too much insurance? No, what do you mean? And so really where I'm going with that, Tony, is that people need to sit down and make an assessment of what their true needs are. And that's what we do as people, as financial advisors, as insurance agents. We don't sell product. We try to help people with their goals so that they have enough money, like you said earlier, at the end of the month and for retirement.
So I had this gentleman on a show a while back. He wrote a book called 12-Week Year. And he talked about how everyone waits till the last quarter of the year to do everything that they do. And if everyone were to do that every quarter, their year would probably be four times better. And we all know that. I mean, this isn't like new information. But as people that are able to say things like, well, life just got in the way, and it's probably a very believable excuse, but at the end of the day, excuse is spelled the same exact way, right? So it has the same definition. But as you go through and now doing what you do, you know the value of this because you're involved in it and you see so many different situations, probably a lot of heartbreaking situations that you couldn't do nothing about because they got to you too late. So can you explain just one or two reasons, important reasons, and it's not, you know, I love the fact that you don't sell, but what are the things that you see that people have the biggest struggle with in the middle of the struggle and you can't help them with because of one little thing they could have done in the beginning?
That's a tough question, truly is. I think people struggle with things because they procrastinate, and then it just builds and builds and builds, and then they say, I don't want to be bothered with it. I truly do. And the late Zig Ziglar once said, you know, live every day as if you were going on vacation tomorrow, and you'd get everything done today. I mean, you would pay your bills, you would pack, you would clean your house, you would check the alarm systems and all of those things. And, Tony, I think you were at my seminar yesterday with my company because that's exactly what we focused on, procrastination. So I think people need to look at their finances on a monthly basis and decide what their real needs are and meet with their financial advisor or their insurance person and say, and be a good friend. I mean, look, I could talk for days about this. So I know you want me to be quick about it, but what I would do is I would say, you know, I would make my financial advisor, my insurance person, my accountant, whoever you need to be in your life to help you get ahead and you know, live a lifestyle of significance, be your friend, not somebody who shows up every 2 years to try to sell you a new product. Get to know your financial advisor, your insurance people. Talk to them monthly. Give them a call. And if they don't want to talk to you, then they're the wrong person.
That's a great tip, okay, because it's up to the individual to make sure that they do their homework to guarantee them that they're getting the best service for their money by initiating the call. And if you're not getting the response that you want, there's the signal that says start shopping for a different agent or a different person to help you with that. So I like that because a lot of people go, well, I don't even know the first step to do. The first step is take action to find out who you're doing business with. So if you're not hearing from your insurance or your financial service provider, then you should be, that should be one of the clues, right?
Absolutely. Tony, can I make a couple comments?
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. This is a time of year right now, and I'm not clear of the audience, but this is a time of the year when people are going into Medicare, and a lot of people are selling them products because that's all they know. And I can tell you that you need to really do the research in, you know, what Medicare gives you. They're going to give you books out there, and you're not going to read all of them. I know you're not because I didn't, and I know 100 people who haven't. I think you need to find a good Medicare specialist, somebody who sells that, and determine what your needs are and what your affordability is to do that. The other thing is the stock market today is unbelievable. People who have money in their 401ks and they're, you know, getting to be 59 and a half years old, you might want to roll that over. If you had $500,000 in the market last week and in 2 day time frame it went down a number of points, that $500,000 was going to generate you, and it could have generated you, over $2,700 a month, okay, in income. And because of the downcline of it, it came down to about $1,700. So I think people need to look at the market today, get out of variable products. I don't care what anybody says. I wouldn't invest in a variable product at all. There are so many great products out there today that you can be guaranteed that you're going to get your money no matter what the stock market does. So please, people, look at what you're doing. And, you know, listen, there's many agents out there. I'm one that you can call on. My company's one that you can call on. And we're having our fifth anniversary in Addison, Texas next October 23rd. It's an open house for anybody who wants to come in. It's just an unbelievable thing. But I really think people need to look at what they have today, because it is scary, because most people today are outliving their money, okay, or they're dying too soon.
So it's a it's a double-sided coin, right? I mean, either you're outliving your money or you're not living long enough. And so,
right.
I mean, either way, you don't want to go tomorrow knowing that you didn't leave anything behind for your family, and you don't want to live till tomorrow and know that you're going to be broke. So, because that'll kill you itself. So,
well, you know,
go ahead.
Kid, I'm sorry.
No, I the fact that you know that and you tell people that, and they look at you like, yeah, you make a lot of sense. Okay, then the process comes is how do you stay in front of them, Tommy? How do you stay in front of them to make them understand that they need insurance when one of the biggest things that we're not doing properly is being aware of the insurance? You said the Medicare. I'm on disability from a disease that I suffer from, and the insurances would not cover me, so I needed Medicare. And then when I got to Medicare, I mean, I really lucked out and got a really good insurance guy who calls me once a month to give me an update, and I'm like, do I need to know this? And he goes, no, but you need to hear it anyway. And so to me, if I get a question in my mind, I know I can call him and he'll give me the answer. I know he's qualified. But there's a lot of people out there that don't think about insurance until they're sitting in the emergency room.
That's right. That's right.
So how do you stay in front of them?
Well, our company, People Helping People, our motto is saving America one family at a time, and that's all we can do. It's like eating an elephant. You know, you're going to take one bite at a time. We're visiting families. We're asking people to come in to see our company, to hear what we do. I mean, we're not out to make a ton of money. You know, I've always believed when you help people, you're going to make money. If you think focused on money, you're doing the wrong thing, all right? In staying in front of people, I think you just need to hit them one at a time, meet them one at a time, earn their trust. Let them know that you're not there to sell them anything. You're there just doing an advisory in an advisory capacity. Look, when you go to a doctor, you don't go to the doctor and say, listen, doc, I really am not feeling good. And he doesn't start talking about 1,000 things. He starts asking you very personal and sensitive questions. And that's what your insurance agent or your financial advisor should do. And don't be afraid to tell them that you don't have any money in the bank, or you're in a hole $50,000, or that you have $5 million someplace, because you really need to tell and expose everything you have for them to help you, just like going to a doctor. So you've got to go to people one family at a time and help them. Now, we do seminars. We do seminars. We do business opportunity meetings every Tuesday night and every Saturday morning, and I'd love to tell people how to do that and come to our events. I don't know where the people are, but if you're in the Dallas area, we do them every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock and Saturday mornings at People Helping People. You can go to our website. It's phpagency.com. I'm not here to sell you. I'm here to help you, and that's all we can tell you, is that we'll talk to you one person at a time.
So, Tom, you know, one of the questions I have is, and I'm listening very carefully, because I know you're in the Dallas area and people can plug in there. What are the opportunities of getting you to do these maybe on a recorded call so people could plug in? Do they have to be in Dallas to do business with you?
Absolutely not. We can always set up something where we're doing business over the phone. Let me rephrase that. That wasn't right. I apologize for that. Not doing business over the phone, but advising you over the phone what is right. And if we do the right thing, you're going to come to us, right? It's like the dentist. You go to the dentist and he tells you, listen, you don't need this, but you do need this. You can hold off for 6 months. You like that guy. because he's not going to take all your money. That's not what we're here for. But no, we can do things over the phone. We can do webinars. I'd love to host a show where we can just talk about finances. I mean, I'm pretty good at what I do in only 3.5 years in the business. I pride myself on that.
Well, hey, I'm going to have to get them to give you a call to start doing your own show on Tough Talk.
I'd really love to do that.
Yeah, I mean, because, the fact of the matter is people can be educated if they have a place to tune into. And I know that I work with people, I run networking groups. I do workshops, and I'm always teaching business owners the power of building relationship in order to build business. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Of course, you have to sell your products to make a living, but you're not out knocking on doors making sales calls. You're inquiring. You're basically doing an interview with people to find out what it is that they're doing, what it is that they can need help with, and if you qualify to help them, that's what you're there for. And if not, you can point them into a direction to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see, and I'm going to contact you off the air because there's so many ways to take a opportunity yourself in order to get this out there to people, so that when you do a radio interview like this and some guy says to you, how, if they're not in Dallas, how can they plug in? You have something that you did one time, turns into a digital product that they can go and download to get that information from you, so they're educated in their area as well as aware that you can answer any question that they might have if they dial the number that you give them.
Sure, absolutely. Would be happy to do that.
Yeah, because I think that would really allow you to get a lot more visibility and help reach a wider base of people so that they can be educated. Because to me, that's what I'm hearing. I know that you're in the insurance and financial industry, but what you're promoting is education for people to be aware of what's out there and what they can do and how honest they should be when they're doing it, so that the person they're doing it with can open to the right page to say, yes, I can, or no, I can't help you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tony, I'm 67 years old, and I'm doing this because I want to help people, not because I want to be a multimillionaire. My children are bigger. Their college is paid for. I paid for cash. I made good money doing IT consulting services in New York. I'm doing this because I see so many people that just need the help. And I was one of those people, and I have life stories that I could tell people on the mistakes that I made. And if you want to make the same mistakes, I can tell you how to make them. But if you want to not make them and you want to have a lifestyle of significance and be able to sit home at 60 years old, 65, 70 years old, and have $5,000 a month coming into your account, from an annuity, I can show you how to do that. And you can sit back in your rocking chair and enjoy life. You don't have to work like many people are. Do you know, in healthcare today, we can't reach people today that are 67, 70, 72 years old. You know where they are? They're working. Do you want to work when you're 67, 72 years old? And that's what's going on today.
Right. And people are living longer. They are able to work longer. And some of them, like yourself, work because they're passionate about what they do. But at the same time, it's always a better frame of mind when you go to work if you know you're situated properly, because the stress factor will kill you. And so if you're out there doing whatever it is you want to do and you're 75 years old, it doesn't matter, because you're not doing it for the wrong reason. You're doing it because you're able to and you're passionate about it, not because you need to pay a bill that week. So
I think you came to our seminar yesterday. Yep.
We're out of time, and I'm going to have you back some more. I think it's really important between now and the 15th of April that we get you on a lot of shows, because people really need to be aware of things. And I say now and the 15th of April is because people will be getting money back in tax returns, and people will be, going through the New Year resolution, and people will make it through the holidays. And some of those people will recognize people that didn't make it through the holidays. So they'll be more aware of what opportunities they need to take advantage of. So I'm really going to try to get you back on these shows so we can keep pounding that information out there.
Sounds wonderful, Tony. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Tommy. You have a great day, and we look forward to having you back. Folks,
okay, thank you so much.
Tommy. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with my next guest, a young lady by the name of Cynthia White. She's an actor, a director, a writer, a producer, and an acting coach. And, well, she's done a lot of things, and I want to bring her back because I think this is really going to show you a different side of what we discuss all the time, okay? And, you know, business is business, and the acting arena is something that we're caught doing all the time. I mean, we're not on television getting paid for it, but a lot of us act like we're successful, and we're going to be able to, you know, peel that onion back a little bit more as well about that. So we'll be right back after this here short break. Stay tuned.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. We just finished up a great interview with Tommy Coppola out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, talking about insurance and financial services. You know, the main theme of the show today is basically about the last quarter of the year, okay? And, you know, a lot of people out there in our audience are business owners, and a lot of our guests are who are followers as well are speakers and authors. So there's a lot of things that take place on a daily basis, and if you're a business owner and you're not speaking to the room of people that you're networking with or having lunch with or breakfast with or calling on, then if you're not presenting yourself properly, I should say, then they're not hearing your words. So it's real important to find out when you are doing different things that you're always in the spotlight. People are always watching you. So my next guest is someone that's going to be able to help us with that. Cynthia White is, as I mentioned, an actor, a director, a writer, producer, and an acting coach. And she works with people on their media presence. And a lot of that, I believe, and we're going to find out, I'm sure, from Cynthia here in a second, when we do networking to market our businesses in our local areas, we stand up and we do a 60-second elevator pitch, or a commercial, as they call it. And a lot of times people freak out, just like they were being asked to speak to 1,000 people in front of a room. And why is that? Well, it's probably because they're not prepared to speak about what they do because they haven't sat down to get the understanding of exactly what they do, who they target, and, you know, what their market is. So I think that Cynthia might be able to put a clear picture on this. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Cynthia, where are you calling in from?
I'm based out of New York City.
Okay, great. All right, so we just had someone that was born and raised in the New Jersey area, and you're out of New York, and I grew up in the Philadelphia area. So we have the Northeast covered. And So this is interesting. I mentioned that I run networking groups. Tough Talk Business Network is a part of Tough Talk Network, along with Tough Talk Radio. We take small business owners and we teach them the importance of speaking to groups of people to get their message out. And I know that one of the things that we're going to touch on with you is, well, you work with people in the arena of being in media. And to me, being on television, radio, in front of a room of people, or standing up from your chair in a room of 50 business owners and saying in 60 seconds what you do for a living is really important to be clear on. Now, do you work with people on getting clear on their message?
Oh, absolutely. The work that I mostly do, of course, is with actors and performing artists, but it wasn't very long after I started that segment of my career that I was approached over and over again by business people who needed help because they were having media opportunities and realizing that even if it wasn't a media opportunity, if it was like you're talking about, giving an elevator pitch, doing any kind of a presentation, their skills were not up to par. And they weren't grabbing the audience and getting their message across or getting the attention of the decision makers that they needed to, you know, to really connect with. And using the approach that actors use is something that's very different from what most people will learn if they take a corporate media coaching seminar or go to that type of a class. They tend to, in my opinion, focus a lot on outdated tricks of the trade, things that don't really work, little sayings, you know, imagine people in their underwear, which is sort of foolish, and we're way beyond that. When I work with people who are looking for media opportunities or, again, public speaking and connection opportunities, I take them right back to the core of my acting training, which is based on something that I trademarked called Your Castable Types. And it's the same in business. If you think of a show that's very popular right now, Shark Tank, a lot of times you'll hear some of the sharks on that show say, you know, I like you. I like your story. And that is what draws them in to pay a little bit more attention to the product or service that the people who go on that show are pitching. And that's a perfect example of what it is that I work on with people. It's their story. It is what is at the core of who they are. You can talk to 20 different people about, how to optimize your business, but the person that you end up going with isn't just going to have the best prices or a few innovations in terms of, you know, process and product and hiring. It's going to be the person who you feel really has something going on inside. So you want to tap into that energy. You want to get a little something of them into your business and your career. And by working with the same sort of insight that we work with in the creative field, it can really take your skills to a whole new level.
So it's safe to say that messaging, no matter if you're going on stage to do a presentation, if you're going in front of a camera, or if you're just standing in line in the store and someone asked you about what you do, being very clear and to the point is important. But are you telling me as also that it's just not about the statistics, it's about the person and how they're telling that story?
You have to listen first. You have to be open to listen. You have to be open to that person's energy before you can hear any of the facts and the figures. You have to want to pay attention. So if people don't want to pay attention, if they feel that someone is rehearsed, if this is sort of pat, you know, if you went to someone and they wrote out your little elevator pitch for you and you memorized it and practiced it in front of a mirror, which is a very bad thing to do, it's not going to affect people in the same way as if they feel that this is authentic, if it's passionate in a realistically and appropriately passionate way, not just someone going over the top or feeling a little frenetic or frantic or just raising the volume. You know, we are, no matter what your tastes run in terms of entertainment, we are all very sophisticated judges of performance, of people talking to us. We have, you know, huge television sets in our homes, and we see people's faces as big as people used to see in the movie theaters. You know, we are constantly bombarded with things in the media. We listen to radio. We're on the headphones. We're, you know, on our computers. We're getting this all the time. And it's just that constant flow of people talking at you, and statistics and information and visuals, that we become sophisticated. It's just the exposure. And it sounds like it's not very sophisticated that people would be drawn to your energy, drawn to what it is that you personally have to offer, but in truth it is. Because you've got to say, you know, I want to listen to this person. I want to hear what they say. I'm feeling that they can make a difference in my business. You know, if you're trying to sell yourself to someone as an expert, what's going to make them listen to you over someone with the exact same credentials, or perhaps even better credentials, someone with fancier degrees or, you know, more impressive flow charts? That is all interesting, but when push comes to shove, people will go, I liked that guy. I don't know, there was something about that woman. She just spoke to me. She understands me, I can tell, because she talked about things the way I feel about them. And that is what will sell you every single time.
I'm a big fan of people telling their story versus selling their products. Everyone uses know, like, and trust as a great piece of sentence that they're using when they're selling something. But I don't think know, like, and trust means anything unless there's connection. And the connection is something that they feel as though you have experienced or they've experienced that you're talking about. So I think that's huge. Now, I'm on your website, independentactor.com.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of people shopping the website. It's free information that allows you to understand how it could help you or somebody that you know. So one of the places that I go, you know, here at Tough Talk Radio Network, I train people to host radio shows, and we set up formats. And one of the things that I came across right away was Monologue Masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think this is cool what you have here. So this is a 10 weekly sessions. Is it something done via internet or a webinar or something like that, or do you have to be in person to do this?
Well, I'll tell you, it used to be that all my classes and all my offerings were New York-based, or when I was invited to go to a city and stay there for a while, I would work in that city. But I have been moving everything to an online and webinar-based format in addition to my live work with people in the New York metropolitan area or via Skype, because there's such a demand. And I have so many people who are, you know, outside of the New York area, all over the country. I have people I work with on a daily basis who are in other, you know, whole other parts of the world. I always laugh at it. Big in Australia. I have a lot of people there, so you often find me in the middle of the night working with people via Skype. But, yeah, when you work on things, monologues are actually something that I've had a lot of my business coaching clients take a chance to walk in on. A lot of them do a lot of writing, and they realize that just kind of stepping into the world of monologues is a really exciting and fun exercise for them, but that it expands their understanding of how to talk to people and how to write better for their business needs or their professional needs. So in that course, which is now being offered online, we spend a lot of time learning how to dissect some really famous monologues to understand how they're constructed, and then to write our own and learn how to get that story that you want to tell across. And it's amazing how powerful it is. But again, with people who are coming from outside of the artistic, you know, the artistic professions per se, they start to see the construction of how stories are put together in a whole different way. You know, getting away from some of the business school formats that they've relied on, and they realize how they can keep things extremely professional, but far more energetic, far more personal without being inappropriate, and that does affect people hugely. when I work with people on media coaching, and a lot of the people that I coach for media are experts or people who want to become experts in their field, one of the first things that we do is we spend a lot of time writing. We write the materials that are going to become a part of their branded website, the giveaways that they will give people for signing up for their email list, or the premiums that they'll get for a webinar. And they often feel like, well, why am I starting out by writing? Well, it's extremely personal, and it's much easier than thinking, now I've got to say everything, which feels like a performance. When you can sit down and write to start with and understand how to really read what is being said, if you're coming from the other side, if you're the person who's reading this material or hearing it, it changes everything. It's just a huge eye-opener, and for most people, they start to go, wow, you know, I didn't know that I could bring this level of myself to my work. They get more excited when they get approached for publicity and PR opportunities, speaking and exposure opportunities, because now they're not in a panic over, well, I've got to memorize this, or I need some charts to put up, I've got to go spend money at the print shop and get this stuff made up. They realize that it's about them being present and telling that story in a way that that will reach people, and in a way that hits all the different, you know, all the different bells and whistles that they need to get across.
Yeah, this is very good. I my mind is going a mile a minute because I know so many people. You know, I've been doing radio shows for almost 7 years. I've interviewed probably right around 3,000 different people, and they're all authors and speakers. And, you know, when you listen to people present themselves on a radio show, you can tell sometimes they're really nervous, sometimes they've never done it before, or sometimes they're really good at it, or maybe they need just a little bit of fine-tuning. And I think a lot of them fall into the fine-tuning piece. And now I have somewhere to point them to be able to get clear. I love the fact that you say, and I hate writing, just so they know this, okay? I hate the writing part, but it is so important to be able to, one, gain the confidence, two, recognize that maybe your wording isn't what they need to hear. Maybe they need to hear the concept, but in a better way of saying it.
Yeah.
There's just so many things that when you read it back, you understand how clear or not you are on your message. So I think that's awesome.
I can give you a quick example because you really hit on something there. A budding expert that I'm working with right now is a woman who is an urban forager. And that puts a lot of people on edge because they think, I don't want to eat, you know, twigs and acorns. But she really has a tremendous amount to offer in terms of ways that in urban, suburban, and rural settings, you can find very healthful foods for free that don't harm the environment and can not simply supplement, you know, your food and help you save on budgets, but can be far more healthful and really delicious. And it's so much is so important in the way that we present her to get to not present this woman as, you know, some sort of stereotypical tree hugging relic, because she's not, and she's an energetic, active woman in her 60s, and she's, you know, already getting tapped by the morning shows and talk shows to come on as a guest with just a small amount of work that we've done. But in working with her with her writing, getting her to write things down, because I could hear it because I have a trained ear. This is what I do for a living. But she didn't realize how often she was repeating words and how often she would say, you know, simply like the word grow and growing over and over and over in a paragraph worth of words. She didn't realize that she had a tendency to get bogged down in informational minutiae, but never really complete her thought, which is a big problem if you're going to go on, you know, and do a 3-minute segment on a morning show. You need to be crystal clear on what you're going to say. And if you just start out with a little bit of interest, but it trails off, you're not going to get that person who's running around with a cup of coffee in the morning trying to get the cat fed and get themselves dressed and get out to go to work to stop and go, huh, I need to check that website out, or I need to, you know, I need to look for that person's book, or, you know, start to get, you know, start to think about adding foraged foods to my diet and take, you know, $3,000 off my food bill every year. So it's, you know, she's had moments when she's been very frustrated and said, you know, but I don't understand why this doesn't make sense. And if when I work with her and start to give her, you know, this is how it's coming across to someone who's listening, this is how it comes across to someone who's reading. Now, do you see how making a few simple changes will suddenly make this whole idea that you're trying to get across pop? And once that clicks, and it has just done that for her, she's off to the races. You know, it's hard to kind of rein her in right now. But this is also a woman, I'm using her as an example, who has a master's degree in journalism from Columbia University. So we're not talking about someone who doesn't know how to write and hasn't written. But the difference is she didn't know how to communicate her thoughts in a full and complete and energetic way that actually connected with people. She knew how to do informational writing, and it's going to be a whole different world for her now that she's connecting with people on that energetic level.
Yeah, I use myself as an example. I have a business coach, a life coach. You know, I've hired different people throughout the periods of time to understand better, and I sell hosting spots, you know, radio shows. And mm-hmm. knowing all the things that I know about internet radio was almost more harm than good, because mm-hmm. I was speaking in internet radio voice instead of speaking in regular voice. And sometimes it's just a small shift of wording that makes all the difference. And I found that in the beginning I was hesitant because I thought, well, I know what I'm talking about. And that wasn't mm-hmm. the question. It was the way I was presenting it and who I was presenting it to that was off. And when I had help with that, I turned my conversion rate way up. So, you know, going from 5% to 25% in your conversion rate on sales conversations is important. And I'm not saying
and
that
enormous.
You're... Yes.
It's an enormous, enormous conversion rate.
And when people realize that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the average person, you lose them in 9 seconds. It's not that they're going to go away forever. If you capture their attention in 9 seconds, they're going to stay there the extra, you know, 2.5 minutes to hear the whole process. If not, they're listening, but they're not really hearing. So how are you on the 9 second thing?
Well, you know, I don't come from a world where we sort of use that 9 seconds. I can tell you that in the acting industry, one of the biggest things that I teach actors is that the only time in an audition or a callback situation, which is obviously incredibly important for an actor, that they will have the full and undivided and unjudgmental attention of the casting director is in that moment before they actually begin speaking. And it's in that moment when the casting director has said to an actor, okay, you know, I'm all set, whenever you're ready, you can begin. And there's this moment where they shift from being an actor who's clearing their throat or taking a quick sip of water to being in what we call a prior moment, the moment before the words come out, but you are living whatever that character is going through. It's at that time that every casting director is mesmerized by the actor, because it's their moment to show what they can do with the role beyond the words, what they and only that actor can bring to that role. And usually once an actor starts speaking the words, the casting director will look away, will pick up their headshot and resume, take a look at it, start writing notes, start thinking about when they can take a break to hit the restroom and grab another Starbucks, that sort of thing. And the audition is, for all intents and purposes, over. And once actors learn that, they realize that it's not about the words, it's about who they are and what they bring to it. And it all happens before they had always believed the audition began. So I think that is the way that I try to get that across to people. I work a lot with people who are becoming experts or people who are in the business community and need my help on putting together their videos for websites and for presentations. And a lot of them want to do fancy graphics and all kinds of, you know, shot cards and things to show things. And I often encourage them, before they ever want to spend a dime on that kind of stuff, to learn to simply be present on the camera with a relaxed smile on their face, but with, again, coming back to that, with that energy of who they are and what they're about to say to come across. If you're about to give someone a talk on, you know, how they can save for retirement, and you're excited about that because that's something that you feel is really important. You saw your parents struggle in their senior years. You wanted to see them be able to travel the world and spend money on themselves or their grandchildren. You know, there's an energy that you're going to have in getting that across. And a lot of times we end up never going to the fancy graphics and the fancy shot cards and having just that moment where they're present, and maybe there's a tiny bit of music, that type of thing, or a little announcement saying this is the start of the video, over it. But they'll find that people are drawn to those videos a lot more. Those are the ones that get the, you know, 300,000 hits on YouTube, or are constantly played on their website. So, you know, 9 seconds to me sounds a little arbitrary, and I think 9 seconds is an extremely long time if you've ever just sat for 9 seconds. I think it happens a lot faster than that, and that it's not even just, I like to go beyond the idea of, like, do you get their attention? I think it's whether or not you even connect with them. And I go beyond getting someone's attention because, you know, taking your clothes off is getting someone's attention, but connecting is something completely different. And when you connect with people, they want to know more. They'll sit with you through the boring stuff. They'll sit with you through the detailed minutia that maybe has to get covered at some point in your presentation or at some point in what it is you have to offer them as an expert, because they're with you. They're like, okay, I'm going to sit through this. You know, I'm going to take these notes. I'm going to listen to this because I'm just connected with this person. They understand me. And everybody wants to be understood. Everyone wants to feel that when they go to that financial advisor or the person who's going to make them over or be their life coach or, you know, teach them how to eat healthier, that they understand them, that they're not trying to get them to fit into a mold that they sell, that they're going to create something personalized or give them the opportunity for them, for the listener or the audience or the consumer to create something personalized with their assistance. We're a very individualized society, and younger generations really like things that they're used to watching TV shows on their own schedule with time-shifted, you know, television watching. They're used to being able to, you know, eat not lunch at noon, but lunch at, you know, 4:30 in the afternoon, if that's because they don't start working until, you know, 11:30 or noon, that kind of thing. We're a very individualized society, and what draws us in is connection.
Well, Cynthia, we are out of time. It's great information. I'm going to have you back on because you touched on so many things that I want to comment on. So I will be reaching back out to you. I do appreciate your time with us today. And unfortunately, I am past the amount of time that we have. So we got to get out of here, but we will be back in touch with you to get you back on the show. Thank you for your time.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tony.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest,